Welcome back, everyone. Are you ready for more? So let's begin by taking a deep breath.
The space. And as you come back into the space, allow your heart space to open. Surrender into the moment. Connect to the light above, 300 feet above. Connect to your divine essence, your higher self. Invite your divine team to come in. And as they come in, feel their presence. Feel their vibration. Feel their support. Feel their love for you. One more deep breath. And as you're exhaling, expand your energy bigger than the room, bigger than the building, bigger than the city, the county, the state, the country. See yourself expanding. Amplifying your light, amplifying your divine essence, bringing in more light through your crown, shining brightly, releasing worry, releasing concern, releasing any heaviness, any burden that you're carrying, surrendering it all to your divine team, to your angels, surrendering it all to God, Source, Universe. Okay, so let's begin. The module is Heal All Hidden Loyalties. This is about carrying on your family contracts, their legacy, carrying on for your family, your tribe, your lineage, your ancestors. And it's not about carrying on the legacy of success. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It's about the suffering, the pain, the sacrifice, the struggle, everything that's connected about to money. So if you think back, and you think back at your generations, culture, think back to your ancestors, if you came from a culture, a tribe, a lineage that either had lots of money and it was taken, whether it was the country overrun or the government taking away wealth, if you came from a society in which you were oppressed, you were dominated, manipulated, controlled. So think about your lineage, think about your family, think about your ancestors, and look at how they suffered and look at how you're carrying that on, those hidden loyalties. And look at the significance that gives you. This is our struggle. This is who we are. This is what defines us. And through this, we survive, we thrive. And that it could be very well true. However, if we release that, if we release all those contracts, agreements, vows, commitments, could your life be easier? Could you create success with greater ease? Could you attract more abundance into your life? Could you create the life that you desire versus the life that they've chosen or that was created during that time of suffering and sacrifice and pain? So you can decide, I no longer have to carry that pain, that suffering. I don't longer have to carry on those hidden loyalties, hidden contracts that I have accepted from my lineage, my ancestors, my tribe. I can choose today to create my own legacy, my own my own divine path. I can choose my own divine path in alignment with who I am as I choose to define myself in my divine uniqueness, as I choose to stand out from my lineage, my tribe, with courage, with confidence, and choose what's in alignment with me. That doesn't mean that you're not honoring your ancestor. Doesn't mean that you're not loving your family or that you're not loving your tribe. That doesn't mean that you're rejecting them. All it means is that that's what they've chosen. That was part of their journey. That was then, and that was the time for that. And now it's a new time. And we choose, we're creators. At the soul level, we choose our journeys for our evolution. So if your ancestors came in during a time where there was sacrifice, oppression, devastation, murder, persecution, they chose to come in during that time to learn forgiveness, to learn how to honor themselves, to learn how to be compassionate. Whatever their lessons were at that time is what they chose for their evolution. And that was theirs. It doesn't mean that that's yours. It doesn't mean that you have to continue to express it and choose that and live in suffering and struggle and hardship. You can choose. You have the power to choose. You have your own journey. You chose this journey for yourself. But as you're here now, you also chose to be aware, to awaken in this journey, to awaken to your truth, to awaken to your own divine lineage, your own divine inheritance, to awaken and receive more of what is already yours, what is already in alignment with you. So take a deep breath. And in your notebook, write down all the ways that you gain significance from honoring your tribe, your lineage, your family, through suffering, through struggle, through sacrifice, through hardship. What is that hidden benefit that you're getting from that? Love, attention, an identity, compassion from others, feeling sorry for you. What do you get? What hidden benefit is attached to that, those hidden loyalties? Maybe you're not even aware that you're doing that or that you have been doing that. You've been living this life in accordance with what you believe was expected of you. Now it's time for you to choose. And now let's bring up all the ways you've struggled around money, wealth, success, all the ways that you've been expressing these hidden loyalties, these hidden benefits, hidden agendas to gain approval from your family, to gain acceptance from your tribe, to belong, to gain love, receive love. Whatever the reason is, let's locate, let's identify all the ways you sabotage yourself by expressing these hidden belief systems, hidden loyalties, hidden benefits. All the ways you reject money, wealth, prosperity. Because if you were to accept wealth, then deep down inside, subconsciously, you're rejecting the suffering. You're rejecting your family or your tribe. Somewhere along the line, you equated suffering with loving my family, honoring my family, being just like them. And sometimes when we look at our parents, we look at how hard they work and we feel bad for them, especially if they have little or nothing to show for their hard work. And now we have jobs or careers in which we're making more money than they ever made. And we feel guilty. We feel shame. we feel like we don't deserve it, because how could we deserve it more than them? So we find ways to reject it. So notice how you've been playing that out in your life, that pattern, those belief systems, that story. And let's bring all of that up to the surface. Take a deep breath. And tune in. Write down all the ways you've sabotaged yourself, all the ways you've rejected money, all the ways you've allowed money to come in and allow money to leave because you felt guilty, undeserving. You felt maybe not good enough. How can I have this much abundance or money when everybody else who are good people, hardworking people, don't have the kind of wealth, don't have the kind of money. Therefore, if they can have it, neither can I. We're going to clear all of that. You can pause the video for a moment so that you can write down everything that comes up for you and really tune in, really dig deep. You want to release all of that, everything that limits you, everything that sabotages you, everything that gets in the way, all hidden loyalties, hidden benefits, hidden agendas, contracts, vows, agreements, pacts, commitments, charts, stacks, everything that you're holding in your field to keep yourself small, to hold yourself back, to limit yourself from having, from allowing the kind of abundance that is meant for you. One more deep breath. So let's clear, delete, transmute, transform. So I see them right in your heart space, coming up from your power center, coming up. Into your heart space, into your throat, and kind of getting lodged in your throat. So we're going to clear. Clear what that means to you to be able to have abundance when others weren't able to create it, or when others weren't able to hold on to it. Others that you love dearly, or that you respect, you adore, and what that means to you, how you're relating to them, in terms of you having and them not having. Sometimes we feel that if we have, we'll be judged. We will no longer be accepted into our tribe or into our family, into our community. That will be outcasted. That will be seen differently, judged differently. So let's clear. All the stories you made up about what would happen if you allowed money in, what would happen if you build wealth for yourself, if you became so abundant in your life. Clear, delete. We're also going to clear entities around you. These are actually, some of them are not yours. They are from your tribe, your community. It feels like they've been overshadowing your light and kept you in this sort of bubble of darkness, keeping you from choosing, being aware, deciding that you have the power of choice, that you can choose more for yourself. They look like dark angels, fallen angels. So we're going to ask your higher self, your divine essence, your guides, your divine team, Archangel Michael, the golden legions of angels, Melchizedek, to come in and clear all those dark entities around you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And I see a flock of them just flying away from you, going off to the left. And I see the golden legions of angels going after them and escorting them out into the next level of their ascension. So we're also clearing discordant and discarded energies, walk-ins, occupants in your field, anything that is not yours, anything that you accepted from your lineage or tribe, any attachments that you accepted into your field, into your vibration, anything that is holding you back from accessing your true potential in wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Clear, delete, 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 clear, delete. Clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality in all directions of time. Clear, 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 clear. One more deep breath. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, transmute, transform. Clear, delete, transmute, transform. Clear, delete, transmute, transform. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. We're going to bring in more light into your space. So allow your crown to open, to receive pure white light, to break up any debris, to break up any fragments, to break up any implants, any blocks, to break up any other energies, attachments that are there, yours or others that have come into your field. And see your crown opening up, getting brighter and brighter and brighter and wider and brighter and wider, receiving more light and allowing the light to come through. And as it comes through your center channel, removing, scraping away anything that is not yours, anything that's held you back, keeping you from stepping out into the world and accepting what is yours, what is meant for you. Clear, 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 clear. And allowing your light to expand all the way out to your auric field and then past 10 feet out, 20 feet out, 40 feet out, 50 feet out, 100 feet out. Completely expanded and amplified in your vibration of wealth, abundance, prosperity, of love, compassion, of loving kindness, unconditional love. Take one more deep breath. And see yourself grounded in this beautiful energy, connected to Mother Earth, connected to your light star and your earth star, grounded in who you are. One more deep breath. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. And noticing all the blessings coming down for you. I see beautiful, sparkly energy coming in, beautiful codes coming in. Stars, Merkabas, beautiful flowers all around you coming in into your field and connecting with your field. Pink, lavenders, light blues, purples, yellows, gold, beautiful lights, beautiful energies, beautiful frequencies coming in. As you reclaim what is yours, as you reclaim your divine inheritance, as you reclaim your new life, as you choose to rescind, revoke all those contracts, oath agreements, vows, commitments, as you recreate your reality from a place of joy, from a place of fearlessness, limitlessness, from a place of unbounded happiness, from a place of infinite abundance, infinite possibility. One more deep breath. Allowing your heart space to open and fill up with certainty, with love, with peace, with joy, and grounding yourself in that energy of I am, I am, I am. Feeling loved and supported by the universe. Your beautiful divine energy brightly shining, a beautiful brilliance, a beautiful radiance, a magnificence within you, shining out into the world with ease and grace, owning your value, tapping into connecting with your self-worth and assertiveness, knowing that you're more than enough to create the life, to create the wealth, to access your infinite abundance with ease, with grace, with gratitude, honoring yourself and the divine essence within you, the goddess within you, embracing all of you, being in complete acceptance of who you are and at peace with yourself. One more deep breath. Bringing in love and forgiveness into your heart space, clearing up the rest of that residue from your heart space to your throat. Bringing in light, love, and forgiveness. I am, I am, I am. Seeing your angels and your guides all around you, holding space for you, a protective shield, beautiful light, love, unconditional love, divine love all around. Being in this beautiful Merkaba of energy, of pure divine essence, feeling connected to unconditional love, divine creation, unity consciousness, oneness. One more deep breath. I am, I am, I am. And so it is. I choose it now. I choose it now. I choose it now. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Namaste. Very good. Your divine team is still here with you. Take a few more breaths to integrate it all, receive it all. Find the love and the peace in your heart. Connect with it and amplify it. Take one more deep breath. Receive everything that is meant for you. Nurture and love yourself. Take one more deep breath as you allow yourself to settle back into your body. When you're ready, I will see you in the next module.